Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, it's Mike. Today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. When you shop Amazon, please shop through the show. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon for all your online shopping needs.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, now.
How are you?
I'm great.
You know, it's been a while.
It's been about 24 hours.
No, not since we've talked.
No.
Since we've spoken to the smallest resident of the Mike O'Mara Casa, it's Frankie.
Buenos dias.
Hello, Francis.
That little rat bastard.
How are you, boys?
Now, you are a, are you technically a rat terrier chihuahua?
I don't know your tongue, mister.
What's your official name,
what is
Frankie?
What is your title?
I'm a chihuahua. Yeah, but
my breed? Are you talking about my breed? Or are you talking about what are you talking about?
There is an actual breed. You're a chihuahua, but a special type of chihuahua.
I am a long hair chihuahua. I'm a long hair chihuahua.
From New Jersey.
I am from Florida.
Florida.
I am from a pet mill, a puppy mill.
A puppy mill.
A puppy mill down in Miramar, Florida. Ooh. That's where I was born.
You were raised in squalor?
I was raised in a, less than savory conditions.
How,
It's not exactly the greatest way to grow up, but until I was rescued, by Mike, I,
By whom?
By Mike.
Oh, and?
Mike, and Carla.
Oh,
I love Miss Carla.
Do you miss Miramar?
I miss the sunshine.
Yeah.
I miss 310 days of sunshine a year.
You were never let outside.
Huh?
You were never let outside.
No, but I miss the whole vibe. You know, people coming in short. They come
in
short.
Oh, okay.
And they come in with the Hawaiian short on. Right. And they school. I miss Florida. I like Florida.
Oh, you miss the vibe, is what
you said. Yeah. Hey, give me a little more game on this thing. What's the matter?
Is Miramar where they have the Top Gun flight school, or is that in San Diego?
That's Pensacola.
Oh, okay.
Pensacola.
Yeah.
How old were you when Mike and Carly got you?
I was about almost a year. I was in the puppy store for a long, more time.
Did they get a deal on you?
No, there was no deal. You can ask Mike. He spent a lot of money. That's why he's so mean to me.
Oh, no, he loves you.
He hates me.
He likes you better than your brother.
He's going to kill me.
Mike is going to kill you?
I think he's going to kill me. I hate him sometimes.
Why?
I'm just afraid of him. He's so big and loud. He has big feet, and he stomp all over the floor. He just made me so nervous. Every time Mike come into the room, I put my ears back.
Is this why you shake always?
I shake when he's around. He's just, he never really does anything mean to me, but I just always shake when he's around just to show him I'm afraid of you.
Is it a game?
Huh?
Is it a game? Are you really scared?
No, not really. I'm not afraid. He ain't gonna do nothing to me. Carter will kill him.
Frankie.
Yeah, hi, how's it?
Change is scary.
Listen, can I just tell you something? I promise to you, I will do my best. And not to poop near your chair.
Well, I was going to mention that there's two big game changers. One, the new addition's coming to the family.
See.
And two, you have a brand new studio.
I know, the baby. Oh, my God. Hi, the baby. You know, here's the way. I think of my
breed.
You
call it the Bambino?
The Bambino? No, I call it the baby. I'm American, okay?
The baby.
The baby come, and I know we are going to be not
L-baby.
As... We're not going to be as important as we were before, but I'm going to live with that. I'm going to live with that, no problem at all. I just wish I could get over this... overriding fear that Mike is somehow going to put me in the microwave oven.
You know, it doesn't have to be the microwave. He also has a rotisserie.
Nice. Got
and a juicer.
That special Paul Popita thing, no? That guy, what an idiot. He'd buy anything on TV.
Now, Oscar brought up the new studio.
Yeah.
You know that I'm actually in
a
different...
It's nice in here, man. I would love to hang out in here, if you know what I mean. I would love to poop in here.
Have you noticed that I'm in a different corner than I used to be?
No.
See, I used to be over there.
Really? I don't care.
Now, but, well, no, you
to
always...
To be honest, I don't spend that much time thinking about you, well, Rob.
Yeah, but you know what?
I know you don't like me. I know you don't like dogs.
But you always...
Except you're Linus. Oh, you go crazy about Linus, Linus. All those years, you know, I was sitting here trying to gain your affection, and now suddenly you get a brand new... What is that? A beagle? A mutt? A hybrid? What kind of dog is that? It's a beagle? It's a terrier? What is the dog you have in your house now, Linus? Hey, you don't like this, huh?
It's a euthanasia terrier. But what I was going to tell you is you always used to poop where I sat.
See.
Are you going
because I knew you did not like me.
But now I'm in a different place. Will you continue to poop over there?
You look me in the eye right now. You look me in my big oversized eyes for my head.
Your
and
oversized
say you,
bulging eyes?
You say you don't like me?
No, I like you.
There we go.
Let's play a game.
I wish I could get up to the second level of the shower, because each and every morning I would love to use Mike and Carla's clear eyes. That would help my eyes so much. They're so big and bulging.
You look like Marty Feldman.
Excuse me just a second.
Yeah.
What's that? It's Beluga's ass again.
Oh, he's on his way out.
Oh, yeah, he just had a birthday. I'm going to be numero uno. Oh, don't I know about his birthday?
With his fried egg?
Do you know that Carla gave me a fried egg, too?
Really?
That's right. Carla gave Beluga and me a fried egg. What a great treat that was. A fried egg for him. He eat anything. All he think about 24-7 is food. I think about dying. That's why I tremble all the time. I think somebody's going to step on me. Somebody's going to throw me around. Somebody's going to yell at me. Hey, Frankie, what are you doing over there? And that's why I bark. Anyone come near this house, I bark my ass off.
Thank you for not barking at us today.
I'm a little 4-pound guard dog.
Now, I want to...
Hey, see.
Let's play word association.
Okay.
Okay, what we want to do is Oscar and I will give you words, and you tell us the first thing that pops into your
mind. That's a good fun exercise.
Okay.
I like that exercise.
Okay.
We're going to play that exercise.
Okay.
Yes.
Living room.
Poop.
Okay, Oscar.
Sandals.
What are you doing?
Mr. Mike.
Oh, and Mr. Mike?
Death.
Oh.
I think he wants to kill me.
I don't think he does.
Yeah.
Water.
Afraid.
Afraid of water?
I'm afraid of going out when it's raining. I don't like to go out when it's snowing.
It's not hydrophobia.
I don't like it when Mr. Mike or Miss Carla in the shower. I don't like the water.
No, you don't like?
I stay away from the water.
Do you have L rabies?
I have. I don't have L rabies, though. L rabies. Oh, let's continue to play word association, but you guys better come up with some better words, because you both are like crapping out on the words here. Come on, okay? We're doing a bit, okay? Hey. Turn it on!
Bowel movement.
Liberation. Liberacion. Liberacion. There is nothing. Now, when I poop,
yes.
I put all of my weight on my front paws, lift my hindquarters in the air, and the poop come out. It's the funniest thing in the world.
When you poop, do your eyes get even bigger?
No. They get the same, but I lift the hindquarters up. I try to get Mr. Mike to make a video. We're going to put it on Jimmy Fallon.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I love carpet. I love desk.
Brick, are you just looking at things in the office and saying that you love them?
I love lamp.
Do you really love the lamp, or are you just saying it because you saw it?
I love lamp. I love lamp.
What the hell, bro?
Hello, neighbor.
Did you just throw a burrito out your window?
Huh? I believe I did.
What, are you high or something?
Whoa.
Did you see what happened?
I did see. That was a terrific little spill. That's quite a raspberry.
That's my chopper you just thrashed, bros of.
Easy, compadre. I'm your friend out here, all right?
I want you to fix my chopper before I stomp your goofy ass.
If you want to throw down in fisticuffs, fine. I've got Jack Johnson and Tom O'Leary waiting for you right here.
You destroyed the only thing I love. What do you love?
I love poetry. And a glass of scotch. And, of course, my friend Baxter here.
Well, guess what? Now this is happening.
Excuse me. What are you doing?
That's how I roll.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
Dig.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
I'm an enormous fan of the stuffed dog being used in movies.
Yes, but you know, that's the first time in over 3 years we've played anything by Will Ferrell on this show. And it hurt.
Did you see Oscar and me laughing?
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
It was great.
I feel urgency in bad places. It really sucks.
We are live from Studio 1K in the Fight Reflex Broadcast Center. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, downloaded worldwide 18.5 million times.
Yeah.
And powered by Encore Insurance. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, 102.9 FM WTNT in Washington, D.C., and the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa.
It was your request to never play that man.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, you went on a rant.
You said no Will Ferrell and no Moody Blues ever.
You know.
And no Cheech and Chong.
Anchorman is just a totally guilty pleasure. It's just weird.
Well, you are guilty.
I could talk for hours about it.
Well,
today's show is brought to you by Score Big. Baseball is in full swing. Congratulations to the Red Sox on their victory over the Colorado Rockies last night.
Everyone's talking about it.
The question is, can you have fun at the game but not break the bank? Well, the first place you need to go for tickets is scorebig.com. We love scorebig.com. You can save up to 60% from the rafters to the front row.
Yeah, I must be in the front row.
Up to 60%. Every ticket on scorebig.com is below box office price, and there are never any fees. Scorebig.com has all your sports tickets to shows, family events in your area. Disney on Ice.
That's what I love.
Whether it's baseball, Scorebig's got tickets for every major league game. Even football is available right now.
When?
Right now.
Seems early.
Over half the NFL season is on the site, and more college and pro games are going up every day. They got soccer. They got theater. They got family shows, too. Disney on Ice, Cirque du Soleil, Sesame Street Live, everything. Scorebig. Go there. Tickets. If it's tickets...
they got tickets.
It's great tickets.
Plus, there's an exclusive offer for our listeners. Go to scorebig.com, click on the radio button, and enter the code TMOS, and Scorebig will send you a $25 gift card that you can use on your first purchase today, tomorrow, or next month.
Oscar, it's like free money.
Take care of it.
Don't forget to click. This is going to be one of those shows. Don't forget to click on the radio button and enter the code TMOS, and Scorebig will send you a $25 gift card that you can use on your first purchase. Now, that's the smart way to have fun.
What are you doing?
I'm just listening to the news. Just, you know, I'm an audiophile. We're all audiophiles.
I know.
Oh, we spent 15 minutes before the show.
We spent 5 minutes.
And do you remember what I asked you to do yesterday? How'd that go?
What's that?
To go listen back to the recording of the show to see how we
sound. You know I don't. You're asking me to do stuff I don't do.
I asked you.
You asked me to do stuff I don't do.
I'm not going to
listen to anything we have put in the can unless it is I'm on a long road trip and suddenly I just do it on a whim. I like to, you know when I like to listen to the show? And you know why this show works?
Why?
Because I listen to it right now.
When?
Right now.
But if you are concerned about the sound of the show, shouldn't you listen to what we're presenting? I mean, even if it's just for 15 seconds.
Do you know why
he's upset?
Why is he upset?
Because the new configuration of the studio, when it comes to any audio tweaking,
yes,
Rob has to do something he hates to do, and you know you hate to do it. You hate to get down on that level. I saw
what,
you.
What, yours?
Oh, no, you mean to crouch down underneath the actual board now.
Yes, yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's it, 100%.
That's what it is.
I don't care if you sound like a bucket of crap. I just don't want to get down on my knees.
No, it's just...
because God knows I didn't do any of that this weekend. But I know your fingers must be tired from surfing the net.
Do you not? Oh yeah, because that's all I do.
Oh,
douchebag.
No, I'm talking about
don't
the install.
Don't go there, girlfriend.
Talking about the install, buddy. It's something you brought up.
No, look, I was here for the install. Yeah. I told you. Did I not give you something I will
but
never
said,
do again?
You said I'm
never
scared
give
to
you
get
credit.
On my knees down there.
No, it's just you don't let. You used to be able to tweak the audio right to your left.
Right.
You turn 5 inches to the left here.
Right.
And when you ask me to go and listen to the sound, what I listen to is right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now. That's
I understand,
when the that's when
that's,
the inner government is listening to the sound.
But what we're trying to do is
start,
optimize
Rob,
the sound for
Rob,
the listener.
I really don't want to start.
May
the show
I
like
add
this
something?
Today.
Oh, this will help.
Just you know, for asses and giggles.
Yes.
I usually like ganging up on Rob because
yes.
It's one of my favorite pastimes.
Well, but since the studio has been reconfigured, really, that's moving on to me.
No,
so go ahead and gang up on
no,
me.
Actually,
no,
Mike,
no.
That yes. preceded the studio
right.
reconfiguration.
Yes, very good.
Rob said yesterday that...
Go listen. That, go back and listen to the show.
Just like 10 seconds.
Because after the program, you said, I want to make sure the sound is right,
right.
of the studio.
Right.
Because we have less furniture in here. We want to make sure that we give the right sound
right.
to the listeners.
Right.
And
I should point out, that when you're dealing with the audio files that are on this show every day, we always like to say, and people, we will get the emails, I know we will, mm-hmm. that people will say, hey, the show sounds great. The audio quality of the show is great. I know that, but we are, it's like when my dad first got a color television set and he would stand next to it for 3 hours.
And perfect it.
Just trying to get
the right color. Yeah.
We are, look, I know right now, if I didn't care about it and nobody in this studio cared about it, I'd say, you know, hey, what the heck and stuff like that. But I think I overcorrect a little bit. And I know that, and I'm aware of that, and so, but it's a good thing because
it is good.
If we all didn't do that at the beginning, then we would have sounded like, if we blew it off, say if we just blew off the
no
audio
No one's blowing
quality,
it off. Though. No.
I know nobody's blowing
yes.
it off, but if we just blew off the audio quality, we wouldn't have what we have, and we're very proud of the way this show sounds.
It is the best sounding podcast
right.
in the world.
I had a conversation with a gentleman this past week that said, I can't believe you guys make that sound, make that perfect sound in that living room.
Right, and we also... I think people probably get a little burned out. That's why I said I don't want to start the show with
I understand.
With talking about it, because the fact is it just kind of I think it's okay. And I guess that's the long and short of it. I think the sound is fine.
We can argue as long as the day is long, but the fact is we both want the same thing.
Right.
We
People love arguing. Exactly
and you love getting on the floor.
I love on my knees in front of you anytime.
Just back to my original point.
Here he comes.
Where, no. So
no, this is going to be directed at
me. No, it's not directed at anybody.
Okay.
We work as a team.
Then why say it?
So yesterday, Rob and Mike and myself were going back and forth with this. We said, look, this sounds pretty good, but you've got a better ear for this, so we can work together to figure this out.
Excuse me.
And Mike says, Rob says to Mike, can you listen to the show to make sure that if you hear anything, because you'll have a better ear, we can work out what you hear within the broadcast.
And I'll explain why I didn't do that.
And then
the reason I didn't do that is I don't think that's a good way to do it.
And when you left, I agree, when you left, Rob looked at me and
said he's not going to listen to it.
No, and the only way Rob could, he said, I hope he listens to it because I want to get this fixed as soon as possible, but he probably won't listen to it.
He knows I won't listen to it. He's worked with me long enough to know I won't listen to it because it's just, it's not, I do listen to this show on occasion, but that is not the way I want to fix the audio situation.
You
the
have
audio
to talk situation
isn't that sort of like, judging a dish before it's plated?
No, Rob, the bottom line is, let's cut through the bullshit.
Okay.
Oh, right. Here we go.
Let's do this. Would it not be safe to say that of all the things you do in here, mastering the absolute finessing of the audio ain't your bag?
It's the worst.
You
can't do it.
Do it.
I can't do it.
Okay, so maybe I need to get over there and figure out how we can tweak. Because
true.
I have seen you touch knobs with nothing happening.
Like a blind man.
Literally like a blind man.
Yeah.
And so that's it.
But that being I'm said, we've done pretty well.
We've done very well.
We've done pretty well.
And incidentally, with that said, because when you put this together, you actually... When we plugged our microphone,
magically,
every wire had been run and every connection had been made. There was no testing prior to that.
No one was more surprised than
Rob turns the microphones on and they're all there. Everything is hitting on all eight. And I'm talking about miles of cables, we have switched connections. We are taking wires out. We are putting wires
new cables
in. We are replacing cables. And it was not screwed up. So I give you your props on that.
I appreciate it.
With that said.
Well, we all have our strengths.
You don't have an ear for audio. You don't. You will listen to something. You like music. You know music. But I will sit there and I said, did you hear that? And you don't hear it. And I've always been, because you got younger ears than I do. And I've always been curious why you don't hear it.
We hear different things, I think. I think we also listen for different things.
Maybe you're right.
We're very different.
Is it because Rob is so used to the fidelity from his jukebox that he doesn't know what a real
digital sound Mike, if you wanted to sound like a 1962 45 RPM record, that I can do.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. All the ships at sea. Here we are.
But the reason we talk about it a lot more than probably other shows, and we did this in the old radio station as well.
True enough.
It's because we give a rat's ass as to the audio
quality.
It was the number one. I don't think I ever told you guys this, that it was the number one freak out I had before I started the podcast, because we do this house in an old old 1903 Victorian house. And outside is, I live like on the edge of the beltway practically.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
There is more road traffic that goes by and you don't hear that. And we tweaked and got things right to make that happen. And so what I'm talking about right now is just a little wall bounce, we call it.
Right.
And it's just the
room is very alive.
The audio bouncing around in here a little bit and that's it. And to be honest with you, as I'm talking about it right now, I'm going to forget about it because it does sound good. So everybody shut the F up.
Are we still going to build a stage for the live performances?
Yes, absolutely. They're going to be right over there.
Okay, and when are we going to start the show?
You want to start it right now?
Okay, begin.
Let's start right
okay,
now.
Okay, here we go.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You're on.
Right, did I finish the Score Big commercial?
You did.
Jesus. Hate you guys.
You don't. Now, you see, you can tell me all day that I have a bad ear, but when you say you hate me, that stings.
Right. You're stressed out.
It's just like when you said, point and click. That's going back, way back to the fantasy draft thing, point and click.
No, no.
That's what you were doing. Like,
no,
I sat
I don't
on
know
my
what's
ass
going no, on no, no.
all day long.
No, no. You said yourself that when we were doing the studio, you mostly just sat. And when you said that I have an aversion to getting down on my knees.
You used it against me.
Because I learned from you.
You used it against me after all. Did I share with our listening audience enough credit?
You did.
For you and Oscar coming in here and
you
doing that?
You absolutely did.
Of course I did.
Yes.
All right.
Too much some may say.
I think so.
Right?
I think really, because it really wasn't that big an effort.
No.
Anyway.
Well, keep in mind.
If it had been a big effort, it would have taken 2 days.
A couple of the wires were bad and mistakes were made.
That's it. No, the guy that put the effort in was John Fan.
Yeah, he's the hero.
He, I appreciate.
That's
he's
right. the hero.
And then there's Matt Bloom, who was just a little too busy.
Matt Bloom.
And that's called deflection.
Poor I know. Pony boy.
All right. Look, we don't have it bad because the lady that has it bad, and I saw this today, I wasn't really going to make that big a deal of it. I wasn't going to talk about the Paula Deen interview until I watched it. And it made me think about all those issues that have been dredged up by the Paula Deen situation. And at the same time, we've got the Trayvon Martin trial that is happening down in Sanford, Florida right now. And it just made me start thinking about the whole state of race and people saying bad words and black against white. And it just seems to me we still haven't figured anything out. Now, look, that's a very easy statement to make.
Yeah. Broad.
But let me get a little more specific in what I mean. It seems to me when we are discussing race, there is a phoniness to the entire dialogue that is just so obvious, but nobody wants to really challenge it. And the phoniness is that we deal with these superficial issues.
Right.
We deal with, what team are you on? And it seems to me I'm getting an OJ vibe from the Trayvon Martin situation.
Explain, what do you mean an OJ vibe?
The OJ vibe is this. I think, this is my personal opinion.
Okay.
I think you're dealing with George Zimmerman, who fancied himself a vigilante.
Well, I think everyone can agree to that.
I really do believe this guy.
I think anyone who has the time to volunteer for a neighborhood watch has to have at least a seed of that.
And I think that, I want to hear all the facts come out. But the facts are irrelevant because people have already. The one thing I will tell you about George Zimmerman, who floated around Manassas for a while before he went down to Sanford, Florida. I guess he picked all the great places to live.
Sure. So, he said, I can't find the tires I need here.
George Zimmerman, who calls himself Hispanic with a name like Zimmerman, that's kind of odd, but he is Hispanic.
He's every bit as Hispanic as Bob Dylan.
And you've got Trayvon Martin, the murdered young man who is black. And what happens is I have a preconception on this trial. I think the guy was a vigilante.
Sure.
I think he shouldn't have done what he done. I think that basically you could have had many other options that would have diffused this situation without pulling a gun and killing a kid.
Sure.
If he hadn't confronted the kid in the first place, with that said, he's in an area where there have been some break-ins and he feels like a victim, but still he's wrong. Ultimately, he is wrong. That's just my preconception. I'm going to listen to the facts of the trial.
Okay.
I want to hear everything that comes out. But I think when it comes to this Trayvon Martin, like so many racially charged judicial situations in America, we immediately line up in this country. It's your team. It's my team. Mm-hmm. And you've got a certain segment of the African-American community and a certain segment of the white community that just lines up, digs their head. Yeah, well, that guy was probably in there breaking into houses. And then you've got, he's probably a good kid who just was buying Skittles. And I think the truth is probably going to be somewhere in between.
It almost always is, but it's so easy to make it literally a black and white situation.
We do the OJ thing.
Yep.
And suddenly it's
easy.
Yeah, it's easy. Yeah. It's simplified. It's oversimplified. Yeah. And at the end of the day, we're going to be in a situation where you're going to have people standing outside on one side of the street, people standing on one side, and they're rooting for a team, just like it's the Super Bowl. They're not talking about human lives, and they're not talking about the larger issues, the painful issues, the detailed issues.
Yeah.
And then we get down to sort of a related thing, Paula Deen, and I wanted to bring you guys into the whole discussion of just race in general, because sometimes we need to talk about
when we talk about the race issue, don't you think that maybe the Paula Deen, it's a shame that is overshadowing a murder trial? I mean, if there are two stories happening and they're both a little racially charged,
right?
Don't you think, and I hate to use this word for her, it's almost like the media has deemed the Paula Deen story sexier.
There is
and
so much.
They're giving it more coverage, and it's really, in the grand scheme, it's not as big of a deal.
Well, there's so much misinformation out there and so much just speculation on Paula Deen that I'm finding it hard to actually keep track of what's going on.
What do you know? Like, what are the facts? But then again, she's fueled this fire.
She has
a lot of back and forth.
And can you entertain one question?
And her inability to communicate.
Yeah. But she sure can put on makeup.
She can do a cooking show, but she has trouble.
Eh.
Really, she is not an articulate woman by any stretch of the imagination.
Will you entertain one question before we move on to Paula Deen? You mentioned something interesting that I've thought for a while, is that people are quick on something like the Trayvon Martin situation to pick sides, almost like it's a sporting event.
Right.
You're the most mature person in the room.
Yeah. That's a very nice way of saying I'm old.
Well, you are.
Thank you.
Older than me and older than Oscar.
Yes.
Is this a relatively recent phenomenon that everything seems to be a pick-a-side type situation when, in fact, there are so many details that you really can't just say A or B? Was it like this 30, 40 years ago?
I don't know. You know, it's hard. That's a hard question to answer because it
seems
to me.
It was worse 30, 40 years ago. Again, people forget that the civil rights movement isn't that old.
Oh, it's young. It's young. But also, I think what's
happening. I agree with Oscar. Back in the day, there wasn't any discussion of it.
But,
back in the day,
that's true.
Back in the day, you know, when you talk about the guy that was, at least from my African American friends that live in this town,
right?
The guy that lived in this house,
right?
A judge. They made jokes about the nickname that he had, as far as
really
because he apparently had a proclivity for sending people of color away, and white people did a little better in his courtroom. Yeah. I don't know whether that's true or not. What my point is, what Oscar just alluded to, back in the day, there wasn't any discussion of it.
Okay, if it's not a racial,
and it went the other way.
But if it's not a racial decision, say it's some other sort of big news story,
right?
And in this day where the media is so quick to oversimplify,
yes,
maybe, and you've
the
complained
answer to your
in the
question
past,
is yes. Then we pick sides.
Yeah, and you've said in the past that what we are sometimes missing is really investigative journalism,
right?
And if we had more of an understanding of what really was going down,
right,
maybe we wouldn't be so quick to pick sides. So maybe it's sort of media fuel.
Gets back to that eventually. We will continue this discussion and talk about Paula Deen and how you guys feel about it. And you know, we all saw the interview. If you didn't see it, we're going to talk about it and where we line up on what I thought was a very sad old lady.
Yes.
That's what I was watching today. I felt kind of sad for her. At the same time, I got no clue what she's really all about. We'll take a break, talk about it when we come back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of the program is brought to you by Wait Not. We have talked about Wait Not for a very, very long time because Wait Not is now offering you a range of programs to fit most any budget. That means you can get started on a rapid weight loss program that is also very healthy, and you can do it as low as $5 a day. The great thing about Wait Not, motivation when it comes to weight loss, for most people, is the results on the scale.
And that is nothing that Wait Not, there. You don't need any motivation beyond the fact that when you get up in the morning, you run to the scale. Because in the first week, I think I lost 11 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
11 pounds in 7 days. Every day, I loved standing on the scale just to see what I did the day before.
Real natural foods you can find in any grocery store. No packaged meals, no stimulants, nothing artificial. And the results are going to mind-boggle you. It's the safe way to lose weight and keep it off. Wait Not has helped thousands of people read the success stories. They have a wonderful Facebook page where people tell you how they use the program because you can use it your own way. And you can tailor it to your own needs. And you can eat the foods that help you because they are easy, you like them, and they take the weight off because Wait Not tells you what those foods are.
And there's always someone at Wait Not to answer your questions, hold your hand, and help you through times that are tough. So
read the success stories on their Facebook page, and to find out more, visit WaitNot.com. Wait Not, show us what you are made of. Now, as far as the food that Paula Deen used to cook, before her whole diabetes scare.
Diabetes.
That was not Wait Not food.
No.
And I made her Thanksgiving dinner oyster stuffing one time, and that was not very
and
friendly
isn't
to,
really,
the, to the waistline.
Really at the bottom of this whole story, isn't it the fact that you hated that oyster stuffing?
No.
That's really what
Wasn't
drives
there
this.
Also,
no. I actually, my personal feeling on Paula Deen, I kind of feel sorry for her.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but I did. I watched today. Maybe I got sucked in. Maybe I did what she was hoping I would do, where I felt sympathy for her. But you know what?
You said it before the show. Is she smart enough to make that play?
Because
she doesn't
know.
Come off as bright.
She doesn't come off bright at all, and I don't know whether she's bright enough.
Matt.
You know, but then when she says, I'm not an actress.
I know.
You know, it just, I thought Paula Deen was a phony before any of this stuff went down.
I agree.
The
I
experts
say the
are weighing
twice.
In. Okay. And again, this is just off a taped, what was supposed to be an interview originally on the Today Show.
Yes.
She finally went on the Today Show.
This morning.
We're about 2 weeks out, not 2 weeks, maybe 10 days out from this breaking, the story breaking. So some may say it's a little late.
Right.
It's 50-50 split where the experts, the PR experts are saying that she did a horrible job and some are saying that she did a great job. The Twitter sphere, if that's the word you want to use.
I think you just coined a word.
No, people use that all the
Twitter
time.
Twitter sphere?
Yes. They're killing her. But what I hate about social media and what I also love about social media is that it's a platform for almost anyone. All these people, they're just making jokes. People aren't taking this serious. Some people are, but for example, some guy writes, he goes, are those fear tears that Paula's crying? Because she's not actually upset about what she did.
Right.
She's just scared about her career. Also, a good note to find, to even read, that she made $17 million last year.
I hate her now. No,
$17 million. And the reason why I bring that
up. That's a lot of Smithfield ham.
Is.
It's my favorite ham, incidentally.
That one.
That's your favorite?
Well, it's my favorite store-bought ham.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot to be said about the people you surround yourself with.
Yes.
So, one, we've realized that money cannot buy all access.
Right.
Because she clearly has not been coached the right way.
She, even to the interview that we all saw this
today,
morning.
Yeah.
I still didn't think that she had been handled by the right people. At the end of it. How do you think she came across at the very, when you watched the end of it, when you saw her wrap it up, I thought, you know, if she was going for the sympathy thing, I think she appeared like she was sincerely banged up about this.
I agree with that, but I also think she didn't fix anything.
Yeah.
I don't think she repaired anything. You know, you can be sympathetic to someone who did something horribly wrong, but it doesn't change the fact that they did something horribly
wrong.
Here's
the problem I have with the whole Paula Deen story. What is the accusation? Is it that she said the N-word? Is it that she, you know, she is saying that there were lies out there about what she said. And that, you know, the thing about this is when, you know, when a story gets this huge, other people come forward, and then these are the people that aren't involved in the deposition. Mm-hmm. She said she used it once, right? She used it once when she was robbed. Is that what she was talking about?
No. She,
what are the facts? I don't know. Nobody seems to.
It all stems from a lawsuit, right?
Right.
So she's under oath.
A white employee of one of her restaurants alleged that there was racist behavior, racial discrimination in her restaurant.
Yes.
Correct?
So she's basically under oath, and they asked if she's ever used the N-word again.
Right.
And she said, ever in history, she said yes when she used it, but she also talked about the reason why she used it and I guess why it was in her vernacular is because that's where she grew up and that's the way she grew up.
Right.
Now, that's the big problem there. She had said within those remarks that her children had taught her a different way to actually address the African-American community, that it was wrong.
She said she learned that from her children.
Yes. But my problem is this, that through these past 10 or so days of her going through her like fumbling of apologies.
Yeah, right? Really, really punting it in most cases. I agree with you there.
Is that everyone that says that she was under oath and everybody has, and I don't believe this. I think that a lot of people, most people probably use a derogatory term towards a minority and even the N-word. But my problem with her is that you think that if you grew up in the South, and you lived through the civil rights movement,
right,
you would open your eyes up, regardless if you have a TV show or not, to what is right and what is wrong.
Well, we talked about it the other day when she's, what's she, in her 60s?
Gotta be.
Her late 60s?
Right.
And, you know, I use my mom, who's in her 90s, okay? And my mom had her act together. My mom was not a college graduate. My mom was raised by a foreman at a tool and die factory. That's who she was raised by. Her mother had no real education.
But there's a difference.
And she grew up a different way. Now,
there's a difference between intelligence and wisdom.
Yeah.
I mean, you can not be schooled on anything.
No, but
if you have an internal understanding,
right,
then you know the importance of stuff even without being taught.
And Oscar's point is that that she hides behind this is the way it was back then. Well, that is the same defense that you get over history for horrible, terrible things. That's
the
way it was.
Excuse.
It was a different time. I put that right up there with I was just following orders.
I agree.
You know, it's the same kind of deal. With that said, what I'd like to see shake loose coherently, just because this woman is all over the media,
right,
I would really, really like to see, you know, what is deposition stuff where she is admitted to things,
right,
and what are these allegations? You read about the Rainbow Coalition, that there are other employees that have come forward to mention that she has used words and stuff. I think it's a pile-on effect, and I don't find credibility with a lot of that.
I don't either, but I think one of the things today is that she started painting with really broad brushes about halfway through. She admitted to some of the stuff that was in the deposition.
She said lies for the first time today. She said lies, that people are lying about what she has said.
But then she was not specific, and she danced around and she kind of answered stuff, and she didn't. Mm-hmm. What sympathy she got from me at the end when she's crying, because really, when all is said and done, it's an old woman crying, and I hate that. But
I love it.
I know you do. You know, Mike can make a woman cry
I love it.
Like that.
I love it.
But
shut up!
But when she
that's
paints,
my ba- that's my carriage.
When oh, you when God. You paint in broad strokes around things that are accusations that are in a court of law.
That is my shopping cart, lady.
And what is true and what isn't.
Sorry.
That is my parking space.
That sort of waters down the sincerity of it. I think.
Excuse me, ma'am. Do you know how long I've been waiting in line at this checkout counter? You old hag. Cry for me.
Crone.
Cry, crone. Cry for me.
And she hasn't lost everything. QVC, Sears, and Target still sitting on the fence of what they're going to do with her.
Hey, Oscar.
Yes.
I think the phone is ringing.
Oh.
But it usually rings three times.
I'll go get it.
QVC is still on the fence, though?
New studio, so it takes a little while to get to the phone.
We got to rearrange this thing.
Well, okay.
Okay. Hello?
Alberta.
Oh, hello.
I just want to say I heard Oscar, what he was saying. Are you saying that because she lived in the South years ago, that is no excuse?
It's no excuse, sir.
I don't agree.
Do you want to introduce yourself, Governor Bobby?
Hey, I'm Governor Bobby the Beebe. I'm a Haley Bobby. I'm Haley Bobby.
Haley Barber.
Can I just make a statement? Please stop persecuting this poor little girl.
She is neither poor nor dumb little girl
from the South.
Well, she might be dumb.
I don't understand. And I just want to congratulate Mississippi for passing the carry permit that every citizen of Mississippi, starting July 1st, can carry a gun into whatever store they want to carry it into. And I think that's incredible. I'm going to have a big celebration down at my Ponderosa and fire some guns up into the air.
Now, you realize every time you shoot a bullet in the bullet has to come down somewhere.
Well, that's just luck of the draw, and God willing, it won't hurt anybody. But if it does, it's God's way.
God's what?
Governor?
His way.
Do you use the N-word?
I got to go.
That was Governor Haley Barber.
He just rolled out.
He hung up the phone.
Well, you know,
gone.
The life of an ex-governor.
Way to get him off the phone, Oscar.
The life of an ex-governor is a busy one.
Wow. I think he had some convicts working on his property.
Well, it's a work release program, Mike.
It's a dangerous topic. It's a dangerous thing to even talk about. Well,
how many people in your life, and now you don't have to say that are close to you, but acquaintances.
Yes.
That you hear in today's world, even living in Manassas, that drop the N-bomb all the time. Be honest.
Boy, on a daily basis?
On a daily basis.
Almost none on a daily basis. The way I live my life now. I don't get out much, though. I really don't get out much.
How about 5 years ago?
5 years ago? No. No, not on my daily. Right? I mean, I worked in Broad. No, I didn't.
No.
I mean, I didn't. I will tell you, I tell the story about this is around the early 1980s.
Yes.
And I buy my first house, and I have a next door neighbor, and she walks up to me and she said, "Did you hear that some N's are moving in the lot across the way?" And that's all she said. And
that was her opening statement?
That is exactly what she said.
And also, I have to ask this because I don't know if I've asked this of you before. What was your relationship with this neighbor?
At least every other day, I would have a conversation and say hello.
All right.
We laughed. We had wonderful moments together. It ended that day.
Yeah.
I said to her, I didn't react violently. But what I said to her, I said, I think the quote was something along, I'm going to paraphrase here.
Sure.
I think I said something along the lines of, I don't know who you think I am or how I think, but that's not a term I use. And when it's used like that, I don't really appreciate it.
Right.
That's what I said. And I went back in my house, never had anything to do with them again. They had never had anything to do with me. I, on the other hand, would be in a situation where you may hear the word used quickly, where someone is not referring to someone specifically.
Mm-hmm.
I know it. I can't give you a specific incidence of it, but I know I have heard that word used when I haven't done that.
Yeah.
I know I have. I know many times I have heard that, and I haven't said anything about it, and I'm not proud of that. I'm not proud. That was one moment that I remember because the reason I reacted to that moment was because it was such a she was not only assuming that I was like-minded.
Yeah.
She was assuming that everybody's like that, and that
the tone
even
implied,
in 1980. I'm sorry,
acceptable.
It's 1982 or whatever. I said we don't behave. Are you out of your mind? Are you kidding me? I mean, when it comes right down to it, the reality. I've always said this: the reality of the way people feel about race comes down to their backyard. Okay.
Okay.
The backyard, and the only example I can really give you is how would you feel. And really, if you want a little test, here's a test.
I'm
laying it out there for everybody. If you want to use it, you can use it. If you don't want to use it, you think I'm full of S, let me know that as well.
All right.
But the real test would be, having an African-American community, a white family having an African-American community move in right next door and how they would feel about that. And I wouldn't blink an eye. It wouldn't. And that to me, it, you know, how you live your life, that's how I live my life. This lady looked at me and assumed I was going to be, oh, my God.
We gotta move.
And I basically told her to go scratch, and I would hope that everybody would do that.
Was it hard to understand her through the hood?
We'll take a break and come back with more. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of the program brought to you by LendingTree.
Ah, yes.
You know, Rob.
Mike O'Mara.
Oscar.
Hey, now.
Over the last 2 months, interest rates have jumped over a full percentage
point.
Yes,
they have.
That's almost as far as it takes for Rob to get from the bottom of the floor all the way up to his desk.
Oh, we only have 79 minutes a show.
Luckily, though, they are still incredibly low compared to 20 years ago. With rates going up, the time is now to lock in before they may be gone forever. And at LendingTree.com, they do it right. LendingTree.com does all the work for you. Just enter your info on their site, and they'll find the lenders for you. Go to LendingTree.com, answer some very, very easy questions. They will provide you with up to 5 competitive loan offers from their network. www.trylendingtree.com is fast, it's easy, it's secure. And when you enter our code, that wonderful code, TMOS,
I love it,
you'll get a free home loan mortgage guide loaded with great info. 15-year rates as low as 3.5% APR. 30-year as low as 4.38% APR, but they're going up. Visit trylendingtree.com today or call 888-930-0748. That's 888-930-0748. And don't forget our TMOS code for your free mortgage guide today.
Terms and conditions apply. Visit LendingTree.com for details. LendingTree, NMLS license number 1136. AC Mortgage Broker license number 0902469. MA Mortgage Broker license number MB1136. LendingTree arranges but does not make loans. 1312 Village Creek Drive, Suite 900, Plano, Texas, 75093. WA Mortgage Broker license number MB1136.
They got to do that to be legal.
I like it.
Yeah. I hate it.
Nice spin.
Now, before we went to break, I was talking about the fact that that was my one really singular moment where I remember that word being used that way. With that said, I would like to absolve myself of all responsibility for any ethnic or personal slurs that I have issued while I have been behind the wheel of my car.
Yeah.
Okay, I
thank
hear you
very much.
I feel you.
Thank you.
Remember
thank
that
you,
one time you called me an S?
An S?
When I cut you off?
Yeah.
SP.
I never did.
Oh, I'm sure you have.
I never did.
No, that was
probably true.
During the studio build, I thought.
Probably true.
Yeah. And I, you know what? I feel bad every time I call you a harp.
Hey, harpy.
Hello there, Rob Spivak. How are you?
Isn't it ridiculous, though, how there's such a double standard about race and how we...
Paula Deen will be just fine. It's going to take some time.
I think, you know, hey, if she made $17 million...
In 2012, she made $17 million.
And she didn't throw it all away.
She lost Smithfield, and what was the other one she lost? Oh, Food Network.
Food Network.
But she still perhaps has the Home Shopping Network. She has a lot of her other stuff
going on.
I don't
care what she has. What I care about is justice. I care about the fact that if this woman has been maligned and attacked for something she really did say 30 years ago, and the fact is she admitted to saying it in a court of law, then I think that we ought to just get all the facts out. This rush to judgment.
We'll never get the facts out because of the way it is.
Incidentally, and as far as the Food Network is concerned and Smithfield Ham, Paula Deen is expendable. Paula Deen is, they don't make those decisions because they're noble and they care about race relations. They get a bunch of people in a room together to look at the facts, to look at her trending, to look at her numbers, and make the decision based on that.
When she was on the Today Show this morning, and we all saw this interview, and I'll have some of it in the audio vault, one of the things, she was shot out of a cannon to apologize and try to fix what she's already screwed up, but Matt kept drilling into the fact, what about business? What about business? What about business? And this is a question
that's what the Today Show cares about.
And this is a question he asked that I really liked. He said, if you were in that situation, would you, Paula Deen, would you fire you?
Given the same circumstances, would you have fired you?
Would I have fired me? Knowing me? No. I'm very lucky in this aspect, Matt. I'm so fortunate that so many of my partners that know who I am have decided to stand by me. QVC has not dropped me.
And, you know, she just goes on. And I think she is very business driven. And she needs to, if she really wants this apology to ring true, she needs to really separate herself from the business. But she's so quick to say, thank you, QVC.
Instead of the people.
Yeah.
Instead of,
and
that
you know
supporting
what?
Her.
But she ran.
I think she's a dumb old lady.
She is
I
not
really
smart.
Do. At the end of it.
Her husband has the brains.
If she, look, I don't doubt for a second. Look, I don't have any information about it. I don't have any evidence to prove one way or the other. I don't think, is there a possibility that Paula Deen could have worked in a restaurant with her brother Bubba?
Yes.
Where there was that racially charged environment? Absolutely. 1,000%. That falls into the category of stupidity.
Yeah.
I mean, really, when we talk about it, I'm sorry. You've got people that I don't care how well educated they are. If they have serious attitudes like that about race, they're stupid.
Yep.
They are stupid. And I think that's when you get, you know, we hear it all the time. Who are the people on both sides? You know, black people and white people. Who are the people that are racist? The ignorant people.
Yeah.
That's the way I was raised. That's the way I was raised to believe it. And that's the way it really is.
It truly is based
on ignorance.
I mean,
my God. I mean, haven't we learned? It's what's funny is we elect an African-American president. And we still haven't learned dick.
No.
We haven't learned dick. The ignorant in this society are still ignorant. Black and white. They are still ignorant. They are still making the same mistakes and the same absolutely inane judgments because the only thing we give a rat's ass about is when Paula Deen, who happens to be on TV, says it. We don't deal with the problems at the educational level. We don't raise our children a certain way. If we did, this whole race crap, we'd be light years ahead of it. We're not ahead of it because we don't think about it institutionally. We don't think about it in our schools. We certainly don't think about it enough in our churches. We really don't.
No.
Look at churches in America. You want to see a racial divide?
Segmented.
Do you realize the segregation that exists in houses of worship in America is greater than anywhere? It's amazing to look at. But yet when Paula Deen, give me a break, please. Why don't we just really get to the nitty gritty. Get to the real grit of it, okay?
If anyone doubts about equality of all people,
right.
Know this. We finally elected an African-American president.
And I was foolish enough to think, hey, that's the bellwether. That's going to be something that's going to change the way our society
Has,
what a mistake that was.
Not only has nothing changed, he's proved that he's equally as ineffective as every white president before
him.
And so all things are equal.
And you know what? I really, probably too much was asked of him, in
probably.
My opinion.
I think you're right.
I think at a certain point, I believe this. I think that Barack Obama at a certain point just said, oh my God. I mean, they are so out to, I never.
Well, what am I going to do, little Jabril?
Look, little Jabril. Man, I thought this would be a walk in the park. I thought I was going to change things. I thought it was going to be fantastic. Now I'm just going to go spend the rest of my term visiting overseas countries.
Maybe you could take advice from another 12-year-old Somalian boy.
Well, I'm going to be visiting South Africa.
Yeah,
hopefully,
Tunisia.
You know, hopefully, you know, things will go well there. You know, I know there's a lot of issues on that continent, and I'm going to stop off, pay a little visit.
Who?
To little Jabril.
Don't
That's
you,
what I'm going to do.
Mr. President.
Yes, hello.
Don't you have another cabinet post opening?
Yes, I do. Yes, the Department of Racial Sensitivity. it's frustrating. It really is.
It is.
Just because, you know, this is when we talk about it.
Yeah.
We talk about it when a stupid old lady that makes biscuits
and marshmallows.
Says the N-word.
This is a biscuit-fueled discussion.
This is a great reminder, though, for anybody with an earshot of our voices, that the civil rights movement really was a stone's throw away from right now.
Oh, no, it was a moment ago, historically speaking.
Modern history, you are absolutely right.
So when you see people that get up in arms about this, and look, I will say that a lot of people, I remember being in school and going to the Holocaust Museum and seeing what happened there.
Mm-hmm.
And for the people that get, look, there are people on both extremes.
And then we had Rwanda.
Yeah, and then
the same exact thing.
You sit there and you wonder why people get upset. It's because it's just yesterday in most people's eyes.
Yeah, it's just yesterday, and I think that I'm not making a case for not getting upset about Paula Deen. I am making a case for getting upset about the way our whole society is put together now. I think that N-word, you want to banish that N-word, you banish that N-word. You don't make the case that some people can say it and some people can't.
I agree.
If you want to have people that are indignant about words, you know, fight it on all from all sides.
Yes.
You know, say, hey, the fact that you use that in a lyric to one of your songs, it's not appropriate. You know why it's not appropriate? Because that word did mean something horrible back in the day. today.
Right.
And just because of the color of your skin doesn't mean you can throw that word out there and use that with impunity. I think that's a big problem.
I think that's key.
I think it's a problem that there is a certain attitude within the white community that is just so up in arms about it. You know, I really thought that this was going to be a different world. I really did. I'm idealistic that way.
We all hoped, though. We did.
And what I see among well-educated people that are white people is this passion to get this man out of office that they failed. And I had tears in my eyes. I felt better about the second election than I did about the first
one. It was
a
great night.
Because I really said, okay, this is when, I mean, this guy was taking it for 4 years. Mm-hmm. Now, in this second term, when I think I'm false with this belief. I thought, okay,
Now something's
going to happen. We've become more polarized. We've become more polarized.
I think after a lot of wine on election night, you and I actually spoke and we agreed. We said, now he's proven himself that he did it again.
Now he doesn't
have to play the game as much because he's re-election's not an issue. He's going to get in there and get things done. And we had renewed hope, maybe even more hope than we did the first time.
I mean, I think about Paula Deen because she's in the news and that's our job. We're supposed to comment on pop culture and we're supposed to see what's going on. And we don't do a lot of shows where we're dealing with the heavy all day. But when I look at Paula Deen, I think, well, where is the real analysis outside of a few detailed news stories a couple of times a year about the incredible murder rate in the city of Chicago, about black-on-black crime in America where people are killing each other.
But, Mike,
it doesn't sell. Happens.
They can't sell it.
But that's what's amazing
to me.
But Paula Deen says the N-word. It's going to blow up. It'll be gone in less than a week.
You think?
Oh, wow.
It'll be gone in less than a week.
Friday's news cycle, it ends, do you think?
I think it's over by the end of the week.
Not if she keeps apologizing like this.
If she fumbles her. I just think that, you know, you've got so many people that love to get indignant about race. It's a sexy story. It shouldn't be a sexy story. We should attack what's really wrong, which is the fact that we have so many different levels in our society where people aren't able to keep up in the inner cities and where education sucks in the inner cities and that kind of crap. And it's terrible. I hate it.
I guess when you sit there and you think about, like, for Paula Deen, for example, like, if next week she met with Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton,
I think she mentioned Jesse Jackson.
Yeah, she's got support from him, she says. Right. So I sit here, I think this woman is kind of dumb. To be fair,
I agree.
Kind of.
And truly ignorant.
Right.
She's the type of woman that would show up at maybe a meeting next for some black African American leaders, right? And she would show up with fried chicken because she thinks that's great because she made it. She'd do something like that because she knows how to cook.
Yeah, right.
But she wouldn't know what she's doing.
Right.
But she should know. That's what people are saying. You should know by now. It's 2013.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know where we start. I really don't know where we start, but it seems.
I like your idea.
My whole adult life, we've been arguing about this. I mean, we're not arguing. We've been dealing with this issue. And you would think that I really would have thought by 2013 we were a little more evolved. And I guess we are. I don't think kids see color like I did.
No,
probably.
And I know my kids don't.
Right.
I know they don't.
You've got an example in your house every day. Your son's best friend and basically his brother was a little kid from Somalia.
But I think the first step, you brought it and
the jokes we make about you, who would have figured that one?
Oh, yeah. Stop it.
That's for sure.
What you said, and you glossed it a little bit, there shouldn't be any situation where you use that word. And you can't start making, exceptions.
Yeah.
And if we
uses the word, like when you say harp or mick or something like that, or we become desensitized to it. But as Oscar mentioned, because of the civil rights era, because this time in our nation's history is a blink of an eye. It's a few minutes old.
Well,
I'm speaking figuratively here, but it's a few minutes old. It's so sensitive. There was a time, we have to remember, in this country, not long ago at all, where a black man on the street could be hung from a telephone pole because he looked at a white lady the wrong way. I mean, that's heavy-duty stuff
right
now.
People forget what a young country we are in the grand scheme of things. 300 years is not that much.
We are making strides, though, because you talk about communities and what you can and cannot say.
Right.
I remember this word, and you don't have to say it.
Yep.
It's a derogatory term towards homosexuals.
Right.
Right.
And
the F word.
Yes. And I remember that people used to throw that around as a child all the time.
Sure.
I don't hear it anymore.
Yeah, they've stigmatized it enough. And
right?
Yeah. And you know what? People like us that do radio shows and funny radio shows, I remember when I started, we used it.
All the time.
We used it all
the
time.
The short and long version.
We used it all the time. The thing, and it kind of got filtered out. And really, we're making more. It seems to me, well, we'll have a news story about it, but we're making more progress in that, you know, in that area of discrimination than we are between the races in this country. You know, whether it's Hispanics, whether it's blacks, whether it's everybody else, we still seem to be right where we are. I don't know. I get the sense worldwide, not necessarily the United States of America. I get the sense overall from everything I see and everything I hear that we're flatlining.
Yeah.
You know, I think we've peaked. I hate to say that.
Oh, God, that is such a bad thing to say,
I think we
beat.
Well, look what we do to each other. Look what the cartels do down in Mexico. Have you seen any of that?
But that's so,
Jesus Christ.
For someone,
hacking children and women, hacking them apart with axes?
But have hope, man.
Jesus Christ.
Have hope. I mean,
oh,
you've got...
Oh, my God.
It's
hard to have hope, Rob.
I've got two kids. You've got a kid on the way. Can't we strive to not say that we've peaked?
Yeah, we've got electric cars. What about the Tesla?
Yeah.
All right. That leads me to my next
subject. What about compulsion?
Maybe it's
compulsive.
Sorry. You know what? Maybe it's because yesterday Carl and I went to Walmart.
Oh, really?
Yes. Carl and I went to Walmart yesterday.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something.
Did you scream any racial epithets?
I could have.
Don't! No, we've
mostly
not
mostly about white people without teeth.
We've not peaked. Oh, that
I
word
was
is
my.
I use this expression. We went by this one lady. I think maybe she was my age.
Yeah.
But she looked like she was 80. Mm-hmm. And I walked by and I said, you know, I think that's a meth mouth. You know what I'm talking about?
I've seen them.
You know, it's where there are so few teeth in the head that the mouth has like evolved into like a bird thing.
Yeah, the mouth changes.
And it was just in my little hamlet.
Yes,
my little sensitive area, my seat of education in the Washington D.C. suburbs.
Right,
the education capital of the world.
That's right.
It seems to me that there were more people yesterday at 3 o'clock in the middle of the Walmart than there would be on a Saturday in other bedroom communities.
Now that's odd.
I have
because
the same problem.
You see, and not in Leesburg. And I told you this when you
came go out and about in Manassas, don't you?
Oh yeah, I hit.
There
the
is
road.
No commute here. There is no work time in Manassas.
It's steady.
It doesn't exist.
Yeah, because do you think it is that the people lack focus?
No, it's the people that the work community here have shift work.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
That's what it is.
It's just shift work.
It's service industry.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what we provide here in Manassas.
And they were all perhaps at Walmart buying Listerine.
What I noticed.
Were you there?
No, I was not.
About this wonderful town, Manassas.
No, it's not.
It's marvelous.
And you've mentioned this, but like, for example, yesterday, I had a friend say that he was at a gas station in Manassas.
Right.
And a gentleman came to him and said, look, my car's broken down. Like, I just need to go get my spare. I locked my keys in my car. Some story.
Right.
And this guy, you know, general white guy in his 30s, he just said, oh, well, I can help you, because he wants to help in Manassas.
Right.
And the guy says, well, look, if you can give me a ride, I'll totally give you gas money or whatever the case is. And he wants to get a ride to Haymarket, Virginia from Manassas.
You know what? At this point, your friend has already stepped in it too much. He's in way too deep.
Disengaged.
How far is that from here?
That's 20 minutes.
Okay. Gives him a ride, right?
Right.
He goes, thank you so much. And like a couple other weird things happen. He's like, here's a gift card to Walmart. I've had this in my pocket. It has $50 on it or whatever he said.
I'm sorry about the feces that's on it, but here's a gift card.
The gift card had $1 on it.
Yeah. The guy was a scumbag.
Scum.
Yeah, pure scum. Well,
right?
You don't engage in this town. I mean, it's ridiculous. You get a little taste of it all the time.
Mike, that was the mayor.
How dare you?
I think at one point I just said, we have to get out of here.
Yeah.
I looked at Carl and said, we have to get out. No, it just...
When
Rob talks about my pessimistic attitude about... I sometimes look around and I just say to myself, are we evolving or are we devolving?
Deep down, Mike, you know I'm as pessimistic as you.
Rob, the haves are probably evolving. The people that sitting up there at the top of the food chain.
But if we're
the peasants down here...
But if you are a moneyed have... Is that evolving because you're not helping the greater good? So
no,
you're not. You're not. That's devolving too.
No, we're not. I mean, do you think?
But you can't give up hope.
I'm not give. Don't give that overbearing.
No,
give up hope crap.
No, but you.
I'm just
don't
talking.
Say
do you
we
think?
Peaked, that
do you
hurts.
Think that we are evolving?
I think we might be in a stagnant situation. I don't think we're devolving.
Well, it seems to me that we have the same. Issues, societal issues that we have had since I was a baby. It seems to me that we elect an African-American president, but we still have this racial divide
However,
in America. Look at the Trayvon Martin trial.
Did,
I talked about it before.
We did do something that would have been unthinkable 30 years ago.
That's true.
We did elect an African-American president.
I should always listen to Rob.
Yeah, right.
I'm so happy.
He's right about that. You know, you actually did identify the positive. We did something that we never could have
done. And
you know
what? We also studio from scratch.
That's right.
That is the best part of all.
That's right.
That is true. That, you know what? Forget it. I love Manassas.
Hey, Mike gets his own song.
I love it. I love it. Come on, everybody, come over. You have $1 on that gift card? Please come into my house. I'll feed you.
All I need is a ride to Richmond.
How about some ribs? Oh, come on here. Yes, that's right. Hey, would you like some methamphetamine? Come on. I've got some in the kitchen. I love my fellow man.
Hey, you know what? I do have one nice thing to say about Manassas that I did not know. When I was in the studio the other day, Carla gave me a bag of charcoal.
Yay!
A bag of matchlight. And I said, Why do you have a bag of charcoal? She says, well, Mike was going to sell hot dogs at the yard sale,
right,
but someone came and put an offer on the grill.
Yeah.
So he said, it'll be cool in 2 hours. Come back, you can pick it up.
And I wasn't going to sell them. I was giving them away.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And
okay.
I gave a bunch of hot dogs away, and then some guy came in and said, I'm going to do one for that guy's grill. Richard Parker. And I sold it to my fellow man.
I think that's wonderful. That's why this is the greatest city in the world.
You're right, Rob. There is hope. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right after this. Oh, before that, hold on. Wait.
Sorry,
I did want to mention Bull Run Cigar Box guitars again.
Oh, the best.
In this day and age, it's rare to find something that is truly an American original. John Fanning built our table here in the studio. He is a master craftsman, but the best part, he's a musician as well.
Yeah.
And he has a hobby that is one of the greatest hobbies in the world that can benefit you. He makes unbelievable, original, one-of-a-kind guitars out of cigar boxes.
The sound on them is unlike anything I've ever heard.
Bull Run Cigar Box guitars, they are created by our friend John Fanning. They are one-of-a-kind treasures, and they are great for any skill level. That's cool, too.
Yep.
Because you can give them to a kid. You can give them to an experienced musician. They will all get a charge out of these wonderful, one-of-a-kind instruments. Musicians can use these instruments to expand their sound. And every one of these guitars, every single one, is an original creation. These guitars not only sound great, but they are Civil War-era recreations. And they are one-of-a-kind collectibles for Civil War buffs as well.
Love it.
Some of these guitars, he actually puts a musket ball, a Civil War bullet, on the very top of them.
Oh, that's so
and
cool.
Attaches that very to the cool. top of the guitar. Very, very cool. To get yours, go to bullruncbg.com or check out Bull Run Cigar Box Guitars by John Fanning on Facebook. Bull Run Cigar Box Guitars, an American original.
Awesome. Thank you, John.
You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This segment of the program is brought to you by RC Kitchens. Your kitchen may be the most important room in your home. Now you can have hand-built, all-wood, top-quality cabinets for about the same price as the mass-produced brands. Contact Rory Callahan at RC Kitchens. Even outside the D.C. area, RC Kitchens might still be able to help you do what more and more TMOS listeners are doing. Contact our good friend Rory. He is a wonderful guy to talk to, and he will walk you through the whole process. They can do a lot in one day. Storage for books and toys, home offices, built-ins for your TV, the entryway storage, and
mudrooms.
Mudrooms.
He built me a mudroom, and all I had to pay was one Walmart gift card.
Rory's number is 301-537-3515, or you can reach them at rckitchens.com, and they are wonderful to deal with, and you will enjoy it. Do it for us and do it today. 301-537-3515, and now
from around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
After hours of vigils and a secret family meeting, South Africans awoke to another day of unease Wednesday, that is today, as ailing anti-apartheid icon Nelson Mandela remained hospitalized in critical condition. Former President Nelson Mandela's condition remains unchanged in a hospital, and doctors continue to do their very best to ensure his recovery, well-being, and comfort, but it does not sound that good for him. The government made that statement the other night. They didn't say that it's not sounding that good for him. They're saying they're going to ensure his recovery, but everything I'm reading between the lines indicates that maybe we might have a change in that story very, very soon.
When they report that a condition is unchanged, it's the most positive way to report negative news.
Absolutely. The Defense of Marriage Act, the law barring the federal government from recognizing same-sex marriages legalized by states, is unconstitutional.
Oh, really?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Supreme Court ruled today, this morning, just a short time ago, by a 5-4 vote.
Do you want to step away, Oscar, and call Todd?
No. please.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I think that's terrific.
You're free to marry.
We're going to tie tin cans to the Tesla.
Justice Kennedy delivered the court's opinion and was joined by Justices Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh, Mike, she is guilty.
Stephen Breyer.
I'm being hot.
Sonia Sotomayor. And Elena Kagan. Chief Justice John Roberts. And you're supposed to go. Chief Justice John Roberts. And Justices Antonin Scalia. And Samuel Alito. All filed dissenting opinions.
Of course they did.
Of course they did.
Ha ha. Well, they can play to their base, Mike.
Yeah, it sucks. Anyway, that's good. And for the gay community,
congratulations.
We congratulate
Two
you.
Thumbs up.
That is a good step in the right direction.
You're now allowed to be as miserable as the rest of us.
Longtime Democratic Congressman Edward Markey defeated Republican political newcomer Gabriel Gomez in a special election on Tuesday for the state's U.S. Senate seat long held by John Kerry, a race that failed to draw the attention that the state's 2010 special Senate election did. So Edward Markey is the new senator from Massachusetts.
Congratulations.
Remember back in the 90s when people thought Beanie Babies were a good investment? Do you remember?
Oh,
you had a bunch of them,
God.
Didn't you, Rob?
I know. I never did the Beanie Baby thing.
To carry?
My mom did.
I have one. I do. I have one.
I knew it.
It's a walrus named
My mom
Paul.
Has like 80 of them.
Does she keep them on the printers?
Are you ready for the good news?
Oh, yes. No.
A website just compared their estimated prices. Does she still have them?
She still has them.
From 1998, it's a 98 price guide with their prices on eBay today. And one example here, a tiger,
Richard
estimated
Parker?
Worth $1,000.
Oh.
Is now selling for $9.95.
All right.
Sorry, I was trying to.
Just like her printer game.
See,
glad I sunk all my money in microphones.
According to a news survey, Oscar, you should pay attention to this. This is the most dangerous time of year for your cell phone.
Uh-oh.
More people lose or damage their phone in July than any other month of the year, and June and August are a close second and third. July 4th is one of the hardest days of the year on cell phones. Claims for lost or damaged phones go up by 50% right after the 4th of July.
I bet it has to do with water.
Water damage is the biggest threat to your phone, Rob Spiewak.
Thank you very much.
That's probably because 72% of people use their phones to listen to music at the pool or at the beach. 30% of people also use their phones to take vacation photos, so you risk losing your phone in a strange place. And July is the month when Oscar is most likely to fight with his girlfriend.
Oh,
what's
please.
The strangest place you've ever lost your phone?
Between two pillows.
That's right.
According to a new study, Pittsburgh is the smartest city in the U.S. You're going there this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Might change the average.
The real estate blog.
Way down.
What happened?
Movado.
What?
That's the name of the blog.
Movado.
Movado?
Yeah, it's a watch brand, isn't
well,
it?
Well, see, I don't live in Pittsburgh.
Well, of course not.
Movatio.
Mervinston.
Movado. Well, it's M-O-V-O-T-O.
Movado, I guess.
It's not Movado. Movado would be M-O-V-A-T-O.
Well, you didn't spell it first. You just said it.
Well, you jumped right in with Movado.
Well, I don't live in Pittsburgh either.
Movito, too. Ranked the 100 biggest cities in the country in six areas: colleges per capita, libraries per capita, the average education level, the amount of local media museums per capita, and public school rankings. There isn't really any data on actual IQs in each city, so they had to dance around it and use these other factors that suggest smart people are floating around.
Yeah,
well, that's not really.
It's still
that
Pittsburgh,
smart.
Though.
Wow, if they are actually floating around, they've discovered the anti-gravity.
Top 10 smartest cities in the country. Ready?
Will we start at 10?
Sure.
Okay.
Miami.
I don't buy that.
Cincinnati.
Oh, I love Cincinnati.
Maybe. San Francisco. Seattle.
Yes.
Tampa.
Yes.
Honolulu. Atlanta.
Yes.
Washington D.C.
Oh, this thing is wrong.
Yeah. Orlando.
No. Orlando.
No way.
The
worst
list ever. You had one of your greatest all-time rave outs just to Oscar and me, not even on tape in Orlando. You screamed for 40 minutes.
Pittsburgh is number one. No word on why Manassas didn't make the list.
I can do the word.
And now it is time for a little something something.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. I have one story before
okay,
that.
Good.
You don't usually see injuries like this from playing cell phone games, but I wanted to give you this story because of a compulsive exploding breasts.
Oh.
This comes from China, so take it for what it's worth. Apparently, in Beijing, a woman was lying face down while playing a game on her iPhone. After 4 hours, she felt a pain in her chest.
Oh!
It turns out one of her breast implants had exploded from the 4 hours of pressure on it. She was treated at a hospital and released. There is no word as to whether she got a replacement implant. She had low-quality Chinese implants.
Oh, no.
And the game she was playing was called Dragon Summon.
2 hours after you have that implant, you want to get it again.
Summon the dragon. And now it is time for a little something something.
Excellent.
Last week in a Tyrone in central Pennsylvania, 78-year-old Herbert Goss.
Hey, BG Products.
He got into a minor accident with another driver, but the cops suspected Herbert was driving drunk, and Herbert used a strategy to try to charm the cops we've never heard before. What they when they tried to question him, he channeled Humphrey Bogart in Casablanca.
Oh, that's not going to work.
The cops asked him where he was coming from, and he told them, quote, of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world. When that didn't work, he realized he was probably getting arrested, and then he went full Frank Sinatra.
What?
He quoted Sinatra's My Way and told the cops, quote, and now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. They nailed him with that cuckoo DUI, baby.
Baby.
We got to take a break. We'll come back with Robin the Magic Audio Vault right after this, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of our program is brought to you by Compulsive.
Oh, I like that game.
A new and completely original puzzle game built by TM Soft, perfected by the TMOS listeners, and now it's available for all iOS and Android smartphones and tablets. It's a palette of beautiful colors, and it needs your help to get organized.
Does Carla like it?
Yes. Do you notice I'm not giving it the same enthusiastic
read? Yeah, what
happened
to the big push?
Yeah, you're a little bitter.
He's done. He is so set with this game, it's not even funny. They don't even need a commercial anymore. I should never say that.
No.
Because this game is addictive. It was 6 months in development, 100% original. And the best part about it, though, Todd Moore's going to get so very rich.
Yes.
No, it's completely free.
Yes.
You don't have to pay for it. There's no excuse. It's time to get Compulsive. Download it by searching for Compulsive in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store, or visit tmsoft.com/compulsive. It's a free download and tons of fun. Share it with your friends, and please leave a positive 5-star review.
What's going on with Carl's scores? They're not as high as they used to be.
Oh! Throwdown!
Yeah, because she was in the top 10, and then she fell out, and I haven't seen her there since.
Carla, that's Oscar Santana challenging you to improve your score when you play Compulsive.
Maybe she needs to spend more time at it.
By TM Soft.
Oh, dear.
Download it today. And now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for a Wednesday, June 26, 2013. What is wrong with me today?
Little bit of music history in the District of Columbia. What very well could be the last Rolling Stones concert on U.S. soil actually went down at the Verizon Center on Monday night, because the Stones are going back to finish their tour.
I meant to ask you on Monday whether you were going to go to that show.
There was a lot of big concerts to look at this summer.
Super expensive.
Very expensive. I did Google the cheapest tickets that were available. Mm-hmm. Last minute, I think they were like $680.
Oh, screw that.
And I can't do that. I can't
screw
do that.
Really? $680. You know, go to a local retirement home and watch some old guy sitting at a piano.
My mom, actually doing my show prep for me now, she sent me an email. Do you realize the average age of the Rolling Stones is higher than the average age of the U.S. Supreme Court?
Wow.
Yes.
That's sad.
That is.
That's a really sad statistic.
Isn't it great? But my mom was so great to come up with that.
Way to go, Sharon.
But their last show was in D.C. That's kind of cool. And here's a pretty good joke that Mick Jagger made on Monday night.
I don't think that President Obama is here tonight, but I'm sure he's listening in.
Sure he's what?
Sure he's listening in. Pretty good.
That's
now,
cool.
Yesterday, we had some recording to do after the show, some billboards and stuff, and Mike gets a lot of copy in front of him, and it's just quick, and Mike runs through it, and oftentimes does not pre-read his copy.
Well,
and
because you're an expert.
And he's very
I'm
good.
I'm a professional.
He
look
gets it,
up. It
done in the first take.
Right.
So when Oscar handed me the Amazon copy, he said, does this look good? And I saw what Oscar had written. I said, this looks great.
And you
so,
hand it to me, and so it goes bing, bang, boom.
Yeah,
right
and
over
so here's a Mike yesterday's session right after the show.
3, 2, 1. Hey, it's Mike. Today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. When you shop Amazon, please shop through the show. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon for all your dildo needs. Is that true? Did you fuck with me? What? You guys.
Yeah, we don't have enough fun during the regular show.
You guys. Hey, it's Mike. Today's show is brought to you by our...
Hi, it's Ron Burgundy.
Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Anyway, I thought that was nice. We've had so much talk about Paula Deen. Do you want to hear her actually crying today? We went all
well,
through
we,
it.
Well, we discussed it for most of the show, so if anybody has not heard the interview, they should hear that.
Okay, here's this is when she, at the end, Matt tried to end the interview once, And she kept going for another about minute 20. And here she is. Her whole theme was, if you have never made a mistake, let you be the one who casts the first stone.
And I tell you what, if there's anyone out there that has never said something that they wish they could take back, if you're out there, please pick up that stone and throw it so hard in my head that it kills me.
I is what I is. It's tough to get over.
I wanted to.
You is small.
I wanted to sort of give a Paula Deen palate cleanser.
Yeah.
So I went back into the archives. Do you remember when she was hit in the face with a frozen ham?
No.
Well, I thought since she was telling everyone to cast the first stone, perhaps we could have audio of her actually getting hit with a frozen ham.
Okay.
This was at an End Hunger type rally where they were doing, you know, tossing the hams into the truck. Here's Paula Deen versus the ham.
Being thrown.
Oh my God. Oh, no lady being hit.
Can you play the hit in the head again, please?
Yeah, one more time.
Just one more time. I just enjoyed this.
Cruel, sure, man.
You what, if
we were so serious today.
Yeah, we were.
That has never said something.
This is better than I thought it would be.
That they wish they could take back. If you're out there, please pick up that stone and throw it so hard in my head that it kills me.
Miss Deen, you've smeared your makeup.
Nah.
And that was not a ham, that was a stone, right?
Yes.
Okay. Her son, you know, she's going to be okay because not only is she apologizing, but her sons are apologizing.
Bubba?
No, Jamie.
Well, that's your brother, Bubba.
Jamie Deen.
Jamie Deen!
Jamie Deen was on CNN yesterday, and he explained why his mother is not racist. I don't know why this doesn't put the whole thing to bed, Mike.
Henry Aaron was my first sports hero growing up. In 1974, he broke Babe Ruth's home run record by hitting 715 home runs. Before I had my tonsils taken out, I was 7 years old. I was very nervous. My parents gave me Hank Aaron pajamas.
So there you go.
That sums it all up.
This is my new black friend I made yesterday.
I had a Hank Aaron pajama. I had a Gale Sayers pillowcase. I enjoyed that very much. I had a Homer Jones football card.
Now, yesterday Obama was speaking at Georgetown, and I, you know what? Every now and then his charm really does shine through.
Right.
He was talking about climate change. I love this comment here.
My first announcement today is that you should all take off your jackets. I'm going to do the same. We got... It's not that sexy, man.
Hey, man.
You know what? That would be different if, like, Jimmy Carter said that.
Pretty amazing. The climate change speech was the most significant speech on climate change in his administration, and Paula Deen trumped that.
Nobody's
of course, no one cares about that.
Nobody gives a rat's ass about that.
Now,
you know when we're going to care about it? We're going to care about it when you're wading through waist-deep water down in the major metropolitan areas on the East Coast.
Yeah. And you know what?
That's when you'll care about it.
That's coming.
Yeah.
That is coming. Yeah. You see the weather we've had, the weird weather we've had?
We're going to get it today here in Washington, D.C. We're supposed to get some very violent 100
weather. 100 degrees.
100 degrees and very severe thunderstorms. Has anybody like me, have you thought about the potential for, you know, hurricanes this season? I think we might get whacked
here.
Everywhere. I think it's going to be a bad season.
Yeah,
I really do.
It could be. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
You know what? I'll ask my father. He's back at work.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Ask him about the climate change.
We will end with this one tape. I love this. My nominee for Brother of the Year. It is a short Vine-styled video. It is just one cut. He's walking along, and he sees his sister and pushes her in the pool.
Hey, guys. I just want to introduce you to my sister.
Hi.
No one cares!
And that is your magic audio ball.
I love it.
I love it.
No one cares!
That's it.
That's
Hey, Paula. Sorry for hitting you in the head with a rock.
And the ham.
No, the ham.
The ham. Got to get out of here. What a great show. Thanks for joining us. Our show today brought to you by ScoreBig. Don't forget to click on the radio button and enter TMOS at scorebig.com. They will send you a $25 gift certificate that you can use on your first purchase.
Oscar, that's free money.
Now, that is the smart way to have fun and go to all the games and the shows that you want to see this summer. Go to scorebig.com and enter our code TMOS. We'll be back with a brand new one tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Please remember that today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. When you shop Amazon, please shop through the show. Just go to MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon for all your online shopping needs.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.